listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Leslie Carbonneau, who is the Agri-Food Business Advisor for the CLD Beaumissisquoi, who's going to be speaking to us about their new project, Nurturing Community. Leslie, thank you so much for being here with us today. I super appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about Nurturing Community and what sparked this initiative for the CLD Beaumissisquoi?
Of course. In 2020, we surveyed the businesses in the area, the farmers, the restaurants, the grocery stores, and we asked them what are their priorities. And we made this this strategic plan. And one of the main focus of that plan was to make our region a nurturing community area. And that sparked the idea for the project.
Okay. And what is the goal with this initiative exactly? What does it involve?
Mm-hmm. Well, this initiative involves to create a network. So we're trying to increase the connections amongst our local food system. So we're trying to connect more farms to stores and to have better access to local food and have the businesses thrive more, and also for people to have access to healthy food easier.
What sort of projects will be carried out to ensure that that is successful and to ensure that Nurturing Community, it has the impact that you're hoping it will have here in Beaumissisquoi?
Right. So first, in able to have success with this project, we really need to create like a mobilization. So the current project at the moment, we're working with 8 municipalities. Brome Lake is one of them. And the project at the moment is to gather a common understanding of what's the current situation with the food system in the town. So what we are doing at the moment is to create a vision for Brome Lake nurturing community and an action plan. So we're gathering a group of representative of farmers, of businesses, of citizens to speak of what are their needs, what are their priorities, and together we're going to create this action plan that's going to be implemented afterwards.
Okay, and this is going to be taking place in 8 other municipalities in Beaumissisquoi?
Correct. So there's West Bolton, there's Cowansville, Fredericksburg, Farnham, and so on. And the project at the moment is a year, so it's all 2022. There's going to be an open workshop for citizens to participate late September in each of those 8 municipalities. And this workshop is going to create the vision for every town and then work on the action plan.
Yeah, and then following the action plan, you'll actually have the projects that you want to, that they want to implement in the community.
That's right. And what is great about this this initiative is that we're not creating this out of the blue. We're actually following a step-by-step initiative. So there's guidelines, and we're really working around 5 ingredients. So there are 5 ingredients for a nurturing community, and they are the first one is a productive territory, so to have productive land, productive spaces. Then we want to have prosperous and responsible businesses. We want businesses that thrive, that have success. We want third, a better access to healthy food. And then we want to increase the demand for proximity. And finally, we want to have an optimized life cycle for all the leftovers, all the trashes. What do we do with them? So all the action plans are going to be organized around those 5 ingredients.
And why did the CLD Beaumissisquoi think that this was a project that was needed here in the mm-hmm. region? What really pushed you towards getting this project off the ground, I guess you could say?
Well, I think of course, the pandemic showed us how fragile our food systems can be. We rely a lot on international imports. We see it at the moment with the war in Ukraine, the prices of wheat. So we really do believe that with climate change and the unstable economic worldwide situation, it's really important to have resiliency in our communities, and our local food system is one place to begin.
Yes. And do you have any collaborators helping you make nurturing community possible?
Yes, we do. This project is financially supported by the Ministry of Agriculture. There's a specific grant for nurturing communities. So it's really not just something happening in Brown-Missisquoi. There are many other towns around the province who are working on the same initiative. And we are really happy to be part of it.
And how do you hope this project will benefit the community? What sort of impacts are you hoping to see play out in Brown-Missisquoi at the end of it all?
Well, we hope to have, like, the most important hope we have is to improve the quality of life and sense of belonging of the citizen. But we also want to promote our businesses and have a better retention of our agricultural and agri-food businesses. We want to reduce our food system ecologic footprints and increase food autonomy. So those are one of the impacts that we want to have.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Leslie, that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about nurturing community.
Well, I would say that it's not a one-time project. It's really like something that's going to just implement and hopefully stay for a long time. It's a slow process. But it's very inclusive, so anyone that feels attracted to contribute is welcome, whether it's a citizen, a business owner, a farmer, so they can simply reach out either to the town or to the CLD, and we will orient them.
Perfect. And if people are looking for information about the workshop that you'll have in September or anything like that, should they refer to your website or to your Facebook page for all of this information?
Actually, there's a page on the town's website. So on Brome Lake website, there's a page that's nurturing community.
Okay.
And all the information is available there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Leslie. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.